Okay, welcome to The American Activist. You were just listening to Don Harkins interviewing Kay Griggs, and you can get the full set of the DVDs of Kay being interviewed by Rick Strawcutter from Sophia Smallstorm. She has 911weknow.com, and she will actually be my guest on this hour. My name is Ingrid Castle, and I will be your hostess. I'm the director of Vaccination Liberation. You can go to our website at vaccinetruth.com or vaclib.org. And I'm also the manager of the Idaho Observer, a monthly newspaper dedicated to bringing you the truth from a constitutional perspective. Anyway, I'm very excited to have Sophia Smallstorm as our guest. She has produced 9/11 Mysteries, Part 1, Controlled Demolitions, and is working on two other parts. The second part is going to be about hijackers and planes and is due to be released on the 6th anniversary of the attacks of September 11th, 2001. And you can go to her website again. It's 911weknow, K-N-O-W.com. And we're actually not going to be talking a lot about 9/11 accountability or investigating the whole 9/11 issue, but we're going to be talking about social engineering. It's really a fascinating topic because most of us don't even realize how much our minds have been manipulated from birth on up. So anyway, I'm very, very excited to have Sophia on the program because it's going to be a fascinating discussion. We will be taking callers probably at about 20 minutes of, so hold on. If you have a burning question, we will open up the lines at that time, but we have a lot of really fascinating material to cover, and it's really important for us as activists, that's why we call it the American Activist Hour, for us to be able to reach people that have not really opened their eyes to the enslavement of humanity by what I would call the international bankers. Some people call it the Illuminati, but most people understand, once their eyes are opened a little bit, that we are really just being harvested, and we're just, you know, really slaves. We might not be in prison, but we're economic slaves to a whole system, and we need to break outside that and start asking questions. What kind of civilization do we want to build, and how are we going to build that, and how are we going to wake up our fellow man? And to be able to understand how we have been literally engineered into being compliant servants in our society is something that we want to explore this hour. So I want you to all just stay tuned. It's going to be a really fascinating hour, and it's going to go really fast. But there's a lot of material out there in different books to also explore on this topic. And Sophia has certainly done a lot of research in this arena, which led to 9/11 Mysteries. She wanted to figure out how she can reach the average mind out there, and she realized that it was important to just provide information and not have things so emotionally charged. I mean, when you look at the some of the people that do these TV talk shows and stuff, and the Bill O'Reillys out there, they've literally been trained, and they divert our attention emotionally from key factual issues. And Phil Donahue is famous for that, and many of the mainstream talk show hosts, they're literally trained to engineer us socially. So it's really important to know how to break through that and reach people's minds. So this is going to be really fun. And anyway, seems like it's pretty close to the commercial break, so stay tuned. Isn't it about four after? Well, anyway, Sophia Smallstorm, you can go to her website. It's 911weknow.com.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Welcome back to the American Activist on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our guest is Sophia Smallstorm with 911weknow.com, and she is the producer of 9/11 Mysteries, Part 1, Controlled Demolitions, with two more in the pike. So welcome to our program, Sophia. I think we had you on one other time, so it's really a pleasure having you back on our show.
Thank you, Ingrid.
Yeah, so I told everyone we're going to be talking about social engineering, and we're not necessarily going to talk a lot about 911 just because it's so important to try to reach many people out there that are locked into literally the structure our society has set them up from birth on up, and it's very hard to kind of pull them out and get them to start seeking answers to questions that we have already raised. So, you know, how do you want to start out this topic, Sophia?
Well, I noticed, as all of us have noticed, that when you kind of wake up to the realities of 9/11, you try to tell other people about them, they don't want to hear about it. And then you get the very odd response from some people who say to you, I don't believe that. And even if that were true, I wouldn't believe it.
Mm-hmm.
So what kind of an answer is that?
Right.
And it reflects that deep down there is a desire not to know this, not to engage in this knowledge. So I had to ask myself, and we all ask each other, you know, why are people like this? And I decided when I made the DVD that somehow I was going to have to break through that, try to do a little better statistically, and that made me aware the process of trying to reach people. And then, of course, in my everyday life, talking to them, I began to ask myself, have we been shaped or created into a disinterested populace?
Uh-huh.
And are there other forces like, you know, media, education, entertainment, environment? Are these elements engineered to condition us to not want to be actively inquiring into anything? I mean, we really are consumers. You see this everywhere.
Right.
I said to myself that one day I'd like to do a movie or a book called Soul in the Marketplace, because we are people, we are individuals, we have personalities, we have, you could even call it souls, yet all we're doing is charging around, buying stuff. We're consumers.
Right.
And what has happened to our ability to exist as independent, thinking human beings? We don't think. We just do what these forces tell us to do, like advertising. If our friend is wearing a certain kind of pants, we want those pants too. Why is that?
Well, it's very interesting, Sophia, because I've looked at how our education system has changed. And you'll talk to people that are over 50 years old, and many of them will remember actually taking a course in propaganda, even in high school. My sister took a course in propaganda techniques. And all of that stuff has since been removed, and then it went from critical thinking and debates in the classroom to none of those, and pretty soon there's no short answer questions, even on tests. It's all multiple choice. And it's the right answer or the wrong answer, and the whole curriculum is corporate controlled. So it's, you know, people are literally funneled into wanting to get a good grade, and to get a good grade, they have to think in one perspective. And to stray away from that perspective, they're literally not going to be successful in our society. I mean, that's kind of programmed in.
Right. In fact, this, to get a good grade is really also to get into a good college, to get a good job, to marry a nice wife, to buy a nice house, to have children, to everything is 2-2-2. It's called the rack of contingencies in psychological terminology.
Uh-huh.
And men in particular fall into that trap because they are expected to perform. I was reading this book called Behold a Pale Horse by William Cooper.
Yes.
He was a former Navy intelligence agent, and he has written quite an amazing book. And, in fact, there is a document in the beginning part of the book that talks all about social engineering. And when I read that, I got chills because this is the subject I have now fallen into. I find it absolutely fascinating. And Cooper explains by way of this document that he features in the book. This is at some, you know, State Department is very long. Official document, that social engineering is in fact a form of domestic war. It's called silent war, silent weapons for domestic war. So we are being shaped, and the thing is we're allowing ourselves to be shaped. That's the key. If you own your own mind, if you say, why should I do this, then immediately you're not controlled. And it's a very small step. I say it's a baby step, but it's a giant step at the same time. You cannot be automated if you think for yourself. But that's a personal choice.
Mm-hmm.
And that choice, it's like a muscle. Thinking for yourself is like flexing your bicep. In order to make it a working, strong muscle, so to speak, you have to do it all the time.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, we always say it's about asking the right questions. So a lot of times when I'm reaching out to people on a particular issue, I will ask them a certain question. And then, you know, a lot of times, I mean, you and me have experienced even asking that question, you'll get kind of a blank stare. You know, like they can't even deal with processing that level of a question.
Right. And then you have to go to much more elementary things. You have to ask them, I don't even know, I'm making this up. What color do you like? You know, why is blue your favorite color? Well, blue is the color of the sky. And then you say to them, is it really? Look up. What color is the sky? And they say it's blue. And you say, well, you know, in the days of old, it used to be blue. It used to be a deep cobalt blue. Today it's white. is it white? And then they tell you they don't know, and you explain to them.
Uh-huh.
There's material being sprayed every day that makes the sky white. Then they get fascinated, you know. They haven't seen this. You really have to teach them or show them to see differently. And when you start seeing differently, your world changes entirely. That's what I find so fascinating about the rabbit holes.
Uh-huh.
So what I am learning now is that we have two sources of energy on the Earth. We have natural energy, tangible stuff like wood, agriculture, coal, oil.
Uh-huh.
We have social energy, which
uh-huh.
consists of relationships, the ways in which groups, populations move and flow and interrelate
uh-huh.
and are interdependent. And the smallest, well, one of the smallest elements of that is the household. And all economic research is directed at controlling both natural energy and social energy, the household being a major, major element of interest. Because the household has input and output. The household is a mini industry.
Right.
When you look at the members of the household, you look at how much disposable income in our culture teenagers have. You know, they have tremendous decision-making ability in the household.
Right. And incredibly, even children, too, you know, because their parents are both working and many commercials on TV are targeted specifically to children because they know that the children will manipulate the parents into purchasing stuff.
That's right. So if you can shape the children into being terrible whiners and terribly demanding, there are apparently 9 different kinds of whining
mm-hmm.
that these agencies have studied. It's really amazing. And so we have to reverse condition ourselves if we want to be, quote-unquote, free. We have to
right.
start seeing how this is working on us,
mm-hmm.
if it is at all. I mean, I find myself pretty immune to fashion. I don't exactly know why.
Mm-hmm.
But I buy something, and then I cut it up and make it into something else myself. It's almost an obsession.
Mm-hmm. The anti-fashion movement.
No, but I like to do something to my own clothes. I don't know why. And it's very scary
mm-hmm.
to take scissors to something you just bought, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so as we... here I am. I'm calling myself a consumer. Let me just tell you that I only buy clothes when I rotate the tires on my car.
Right.
So it's the most expensive tire rotation in the world because I go next door to Marshalls, and there's always something there that I need. And this is like twice a year, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I keep talking about them, but really they are a creation of us. We allow ourselves to be diverted. Diversion
right.
is a strategy.
Mm-hmm.
Keeping ourselves ignorant of basic systems principle and more kind of engrossed in minutia.
Mm-hmm.
This way we are truly confused. We're responding to, you could almost call it charges and impulses that are being put out there by forces like advertising and politics even. If you raise the price of oil, if you take a certain kind of fruit off the market, you see how the households respond.
Mm-hmm.
Tell people there's a shortage of this. And all of this keeps us reacting. We're always perceiving that all we can do is react, when that's not true. We can always make choices.
Right.
And I learned that there's profit in confusion. The more confusion you can create, the more you can profit from that. You create confusion, then you suggest solutions. And that's that Hegelian model.
Right.
Thesis, antithesis, synthesis. You know, it's a tongue twister.
Right, we understand. As David Icke would say, it's the problem, reaction, solution. So
yeah.
You create the problem, and you create the solution that has products or funneling military hardware or whatever it is.
Right, and then also the need to standardize the population. If you are a manufacturer and you have a factory and it makes some kind of widget, you want all your parts the same size, so they want people.
Okay, hold on. We're coming up to a break. You're listening to Sophia Smallstorm, and we're talking about social engineering on The American Activist.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Okay, welcome back to the American Activist. You're listening to Sophia Smallstorm. We're talking about social engineering with your hostess, Ingrid Castle. And we were just kind of talking about, when we got interrupted by the commercial break, you were going into widgets and an example. You want to just go ahead and continue?
Yes. If you are a manufacturer and you make widgets, you want all the parts in those widgets the same size. You can't have things that are 1 millimeter bigger or smaller, because then your assembly process is not going to be able to deal with them effectively. So in our case as people, we're similar. We are widgets. We are being standardized. It's much easier to control people if they have the same beliefs, they eat the same kinds of foods, they want the same kinds of products, and so forth. So as you become aware of these things, you can see them working in your own surroundings, right?
Yes.
And you say to yourself, all right, am I some kind of, you know, thing from a cookie cutter? No, I'm supposed to. It's very paradoxical, because on the one hand, they tout you as an individual and you have all these rights and you're unique and, you know, each of us is like a snowflake. But on the other hand, we're just so much snow.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And great analogy, because that is exactly what our government has actually hired people to study, behaviorism. And B.F. Skinner got thousands of dollars in grants, as well as other behaviorists in the 70s. It was all secretly funneled to learn how to control human behavior, and our government's been heavily investing money or your tax dollars into figuring out how to control the mass mind. And it went to the, you know, the final step. Well, not a, maybe it's not, but, you know, the total control of the media, as Bill Moyers exposed recently, and just drumming up this whole war and how the Pentagon was controlling our media in order to get us into this war. And, you know, it's something that we really need to be able to not only be aware of, but to be able to rein in our government and take back our individuality. And how do we do that?
Are you asking me?
Yeah, it seems pretty tough. I mean, we're all doing the activist thing here. I mean, you are an amazing producer of documentaries and cards and buttons and T-shirts, and you're reaching out, and it's also another sales thing, too. I mean, even our business with the Idaho Observer, we're providing information. We're trying to crack that, you know, mass mind and get people thinking independently again. And it's not always an easy process.
Well, no, but you have to have fun doing it. I mean, even though this is, you know, hell on wheels here where we are, this planet Earth, we have to do something that we enjoy. Ever since I was a little girl, I used to do things like this. I used to make alphabet books.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember my mother cried. The first time I ever saw my mother cry was when at about four, I was making an alphabet book, and on the word X, xylophone, I misspelled it, and I tore up the entire book and started again because I was a perfectionist even then. And I just, all I'm doing now with these buttons and T-shirts is I'm doing what I did when I was four. I'm making stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got to be nice. It's got, we're, you know, trained, and our culture has us looking for shiny things. So my feeling is 9/11, all these topics that we, you and I, want to present to the public, they have to be presented in a shiny, appealing way. You know, people are not going to be receptive if you hold a metaphoric hammer over their head and tell them, wake up, you have to, this is really dangerous and bad, you have to know what's going on around you. It's much nicer if you give them an attractive little postcard with 10 little facts or something. This is how I see it.
Well, no, it's absolutely true. You know, I have to admit, Vaccination Liberation, our movement, really started taking off in a much bigger way when we produced postcards and did little business cards that were catchy and colorful and people could have in their purse and just hand to someone, that had just the bare, you know, just some basic factual information that perked their interest. But having catchy sayings, I mean, you know, love them, protect them, never inject them. I mean, this is, you know, a takeoff of one of the CDC saying, you know. So
right.
It's really important to, you know, like take their propaganda and do a counter propaganda that kind of flips a switch in people's minds to actually question the official line.
Right. And in these little rhymes and catchy sayings, you're really doing a reverse engineering.
Yeah.
And we don't have gazillions of dollars at our disposal the way these big, huge media companies and, you know, publishers and whatnot have. But we have numbers. If we all do this together, then we do have something that can counter. I don't like even to speak in terms of against and reverse. And
right.
Because anytime you create this duality, I don't want to sound too New Age, but I think it's true. What you resist persists.
Right.
So what I realized a few weeks ago, you know, sometimes you have a notion and you operate on it, and then one day it becomes words in your mind.
Mm-hmm.
I realized the world isn't going to be taken back by force.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be taken back by consciousness.
No, it's absolutely true. And it literally is one mind at a time. And it needs to be approached in a loving and compassionate manner. I mean, I actually have put that on several of my invoices, you know, that, you know, the truth will set us free, but only if you lovingly and compassionately share the truth. I mean, you can't, you know, do this whole duality like you're stupid and I'm smart, and, you know, that kind of thing. But we're coming up on a commercial break at the bottom of the hour. You're listening to Sophia Smallstorm on The American Activist.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Welcome back to the American Activist on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I need to remind everyone that the Republic Broadcasting Network is doing a pledge drive, and you can go and donate via PayPal at republicbroadcasting.org. My screen went blank, or I'd give you an address to send a check to, but if you do have access to the Internet, go to republicbroadcasting.org. You can get their new address. And if you want some value for your donation, for only $25, you can purchase America from Freedom to Fascism, produced by Aaron Rousseau, which is an excellent documentary that we encourage people to purchase and share with family and friends, or even do a public showing like we did here in Spokane a year ago. So, you know, people need to know that this whole radio network is literally supported by listeners, as well as advertisers. So it's important that you support, if you like, programming like such as what we're having today. But, Sophia, you know, we were just talking about consciousness, and to me that's a great way to, you know, kind of wrap up what we're talking about, because, you know, that ties into the soul and our individuality and why we're here. And, you know, of course, that's a huge topic, but you know, my mother, that's always the thing. We need to raise our consciousness. She's big on education and teaching people how to think. So this is totally right up my family's alley. And I wanted to have you share with our listeners some of your thoughts about how we literally raise consciousness rather than, you know, focus on duality?
Well, raising consciousness is something that each of us has to do for ourselves, within ourselves. So as I said, it's that baby step that's that giant step. We have to be interested in our world and not interested in ourselves only. What's happened is we have a concept called enlightenment, right?
Mm-hmm.
And self-improvement is being sold to us as something that we all need to strive for. Yet we're being given self-improvement through consumerism. Have whiter teeth, bleach your hair, have fake body parts, you know, go on vacation, buy a new car. All of this is sold to us as self-improvement, and we have to spend money and do these crazy things to improve. Yet when you really think about it, the mystics never did this. Self-improvement was enlightened self-improvement. It was actually the shedding of all of the external world.
Right.
So on some level, people have to individually make the choice that they either want to remain consumers or they want to be... That life is a discovery process for them. It's not a consumption process.
Yeah, that's great. It's a discovery process and not a consumption process. That's a very important point, and that one that we need to really emphasize in our dealings with, you know, everyday life, because it is. It's very easy to get caught up in the consumerism of the world. You know, I just went back home to Virginia Beach to deal with my elderly parents, and, you know, that accumulation of stuff from people that were hoarding as a result of the Depression era. It's a whole hoarding consciousness, and that's kind of filtered into subsequent generations. We see these commercials and, you know, the movies and the entertainment industry is all about having a certain standard of living and having more and more things. And this has actually been told us it ties into self-esteem. So healthy people have high self-esteem because they're successful in society. And, you know, that's a whole thing that we need to look much more carefully at if we're going to rebuild a healthy and functioning and what I would call a durable civilization.
Right. But again, we have to do it individually. I keep going back to this. We can't tell people what to do. We have to do it ourselves.
Yes.
And on some level, it has to be, the possibility has to be offered to us, maybe by people who are examples. That's all I can really think of. You know, imagine if we lived in a world where I ran into you on the street and I said, Ingrid, I really like your purse. And you just emptied it out and said, here, take it.
Uh-huh.
You know, imagine if that's how we acquired things, out of sheer the delight of somebody else giving it to us.
Uh-huh.
And we don't do that.
Uh-huh. No,
ever,
we certainly don't.
I mean, I have been shocked when things... I remember once going to an art show, and there was this woman who did ceramics, and she had the most beautiful little, tiny, mini little teacups. They were sake cups, all different colors. And I said, those are beautiful. I asked her the price, and she told me. And I said, well, I said, maybe you can make me a set someday, because I can't really afford that right now. And it was true. I was, you know, living on my... I cashed out my IRAs to learn how to write screenplays. And all she did was wrap them up, put them in the box, and give them to me. I was in shock. And I thought to myself, that is how we should be. She's a starving artist just like I am. But she wrapped up her pots, her little cups, and gave them to me. And she wouldn't take no for an answer. And I was saying, let me write you a check. No, no, no. So this is how we need to be. We have to start giving the world away instead of hoarding it.
Right.
For tomorrow.
Right.
That's how we're living.
I know. We had huge discussions about stuff, and I was constantly working with my mother about, you know, stuff I had given her was collecting dust. It's like, no, this needs to be leaving the house. I gave you our activistic literature so it would leave the house. You could drop it off in a restaurant, drop it off at the health food store, you know, so other people have access to this relatively unknown information. But it's a whole concept of holding on to this information as though it's valuable, but it's only valuable if you can give it away. There's a really important concept that, you know, as you give, you receive, and you really, it needs no measurement. It'll, as if you live your life in service, you know, you will be supported. And that's a whole concept that's very difficult for a lot of people. But I want to open up the caller lines. The number to call in is 800-313-9443. Again, that's 800-313-9443. And especially if you have a specific question to Sophia Smallstorm regarding this social engineering topic here. So I'd really think that many people out there are pretty fascinated with this topic and, you know, would, you know, I certainly have lots of questions. We could probably talk about this for two or three more hours, so it's pretty easy, but we only have 24 minutes of the show. Anyway, so, you know, when we're talking about changing the channel, you know, and the whole consciousness stuff, how do you propose to do that?
Well, again, we have to do it ourselves. I just have decided I'm going to live differently. There was a woman who came yesterday, picked up $900 worth of DVDs from me.
Mm-hmm.
And it was her last $900. She was a musician. She was going on a road trip across the country, and mm-hmm. she was going to give the stuff away to strangers. And she said to me, this is how I live. I use my money for what I believe is important, and then somebody calls me in the next 10 minutes, and I have a new job and a new source of money, and it renews itself. And
mm-hmm.
we can't live like that. I would have probably not surrendered my last amount of cash in my bank account to somebody to buy stuff to give away. Most
mm-hmm.
people would say that's absolutely senseless,
mm-hmm.
but it isn't. This is a person who's really interfacing with the world, and she's beyond the grasp of these power elite types because she doesn't operate on the fear principles at all. So
right.
it's really a cosmic thing. It's a metaphysical thing.
It
That's
is, absolutely.
What it's about.
Well, that whole the whole concept of being able to freely give and trusting that you're going to be supported, yeah, that you're doing a work that's important. You know, all knowledge is meant to be shared, and that's the way we operate, you know, that if we have some important information that's not readily available to the masses, it behooves us not to go ahead and create a way of sharing that, a venue, whether it's on the radio here or through print media, and, you know, just like what you're doing, we're developing a marketplace for, I mean, and yes, it is commercial, but at the same time, it's waking people up to another level of reality so that we can work on healing the planet here.
Right. Well, by healing ourselves, I go back to the self over and over and over. We have to be very different. We have to be a whole lot braver than we are right now.
Right.
You know, when we were hunter-gatherers on this planet, we used to be in a certain area until the food supply ran out, and then we moved on. And we
uh-huh.
had a whole different relationship with life. It was a relationship of trust that when we move to another place, there's going to have to be food, or else there'll be no us. But when we switched to being agrarian, we grew our own food. And let me tell you that the early agricultural societies were not about egalitarianism. Only the people who lived in the manor house were strong and had big bones, and the remains of the other people were tiny. They were all, you know, dying of malnutrition. So it's not like agriculture saved us. It actually started the class system.
Right.
But when we controlled our food supply, it all became a question of, well, we have to have more and more and more, because now we couldn't move. We weren't mobile. If there were droughts and whatnot, we were stuck because we had built houses. We had granaries. So anytime you plant yourself down, when you make yourself rigid or static, then you really start losing flexibility, you lose opportunities, and you cannot, what's the word? There's a word, I can't find it. Anyway, you can't make use of this natural abundance. And here I'm going into, you know, metaphysics. But human beings were intended to live in abundance, not luxury. There's
right.
a distinction there. It's a very important one. The universe is full of opportunities, yet we consider opportunities to carry with them luxury.
Mm-hmm.
Opportunity is a jaguar.
Well, abundance is equated to material wealth.
Exactly.
And the nature provides us everything we need, literally the natural world. And we certainly have, you know, not been respecting the natural world. A lot of people don't even know how to connect to plants and animals and the natural world. I mean, there's even a movement right now because children are so, you know, funneled into this technocratic world. There's a movement called No Child Left Inside, you know, just to get them outdoors and connecting to the natural world.
Yes, they have to make mud pies again.
Well, there's a lot, there's a lot of growth that can happen, a lot of intuitive insights and maturation as a real independent thinking human being just from having your child interact with the natural world.
Right. So, again, these are choices. Do you put your kid in the yard for an hour or do you put him in front of an electronic game? But there's an element of coolness. It's not cool to play in the yard with sticks and bugs any longer. It's cool to sit in front of a screen and be myopic and have to wear glasses at age 5 because of that. But again, I just think it all comes back to the self. What you do, what you choose to do, what you model, what is your definition of enlightenment? Is it buying a faster car? Is it going on a vacation? You know, only if you go to see another country and you study it, I suppose. I don't know. I'm defining everything by my own terms, which isn't really fair. But there, again, this is a discovery process. It's not a process of consuming.
Right.
And the more we buy, the more we want to buy, and the more money we will need. So we just become, as you started the show out, creatures of enslavement.
Mm-hmm.
And those were some strong words, Ingrid. And if you go to the average person and you say, you're a slave, buddy, they're not going to like it.
Right.
They're not going to be receptive.
Well, many people know that Don and I have a real soft spot in our heart for prisoners. We have a lot of political prisoners. We have a lot of prisoners that maybe aren't so innocent or victim of the drug war, but we have the most amazing prisoner population in this country. I mean, it's just burgeoning out of control. And we do interact with quite a few of them. And I just had to bring that up because we get the comment all the time, well, you know, the only difference between them and us is that there's not the literal bars around us, you know, but we still have many of those same aspects in our society of being prisoners.
Right.
You know, I mean, just the whole concept of having to pay for your own little cubicle and the stress of, you know, the bills and keeping electricity on and the food you buy at the store. I mean, there's a lot of people, once they have gotten into that rat race, it's like, well, my gosh, how do I escape? I want to be able to go to the country and be self-sufficient, but how do I pay for this? And, you know, it's all of those kinds of questions that are always raised. How do they get into a place where they can have a relative corner of the natural world and experience some semblance of freedom? And when what we're talking about really is you got to feel free inside, and you need to be the change that you want to see on the planet. And it's not just a whole, you know, thing that always goes back to protecting me and mine. It's a consciousness thing. How are you going to live your life to change the whole consciousness on the planet? And it really begins with your own personal actions and reactions to all the, you know, stuff in our world. I mean, how are you responding? Are you reacting? You know, what are the choices that you're making on a day-to-day basis?
I would just say to people, be different. Don't be the same as everybody else. That's the first step. And when you are different, you will discover a whole new world. You will reinvent the world around you, which is what we have to do. If you just respond, then you are living in their world. If you are different, you're living in your own world.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's absolutely true. And that is something that's real funny. I grew up with a very independent thinking mother, and I was the one who was very proud to be different, you know, and it was very interesting, just my interaction as a young child, probably very similar to many of my experiences. But, you know, I was teased as a child for having alfalfa sprouts in my sandwich, you know, and this is way before it was in vogue to have, you know, these kinds of new healthy foods in your school lunch. And but you know, it's that kind of thing of when with your parents, what are they teaching you about conformity, and how are you translating it into the life you're living now? And I find that the family pattern is one that is very difficult to break in terms of patterns of behavior and habits. It always goes back to tapes that people play that they learn from their parents. And we need to really start examining those tapes that are constantly playing in the background in our brain.
That's right. And always be different. Always change the tape, just for the hell of it.
Yeah. You know, why is this tape playing, and what does it mean to me? And how is it making my life more, am I a happier person as a result of this tape that is constantly telling me, you know, how to behave or, you know, what's okay and what's not. But we're coming up on a commercial break. You're listening to Sophia Small Storm of 9/11 Mysteries and .com, and please stay tuned.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. PersonalArms.com carries the highest quality law enforcement grade pepper spray and sells it at true wholesale prices that start at $6.95. Check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. This electronic watchdog sees through walls. Electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com/RBN. That's www.personalarms.com/RBN or call 1-201-641-1442. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or local law, so check your laws before making a purchase.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
We have just a few minutes left on The American Activist, and we're listening to Sophia Smallstorm. We're talking about social engineering, and I wanted to close the program. We didn't get any callers, which is just as well. There's certainly such a huge topic. But I wanted to mention some of these tapes as an example, tapes that people play, because I certainly have my own tapes I'm dealing with, because this is a really important topic for me, and I was able to look at some of these tapes, which a lot of them are commercially oriented. You know, it's you know, when you're running a business or you're even selling a house, some of the tapes are, well, you know, you've got to put just only so much money in to make sure that you get a certain profit level, and everything is this profit-driven kind of tape that we play over and over again. You know, we're looking for a good deal. We have to go to Walmart or Costco, and every, you know, our whole consciousness tends to be on, you know, especially as consumers, we're always looking for a better deal, and some people have those tapes playing more intensely than others, but it still is a focus on protecting our own. Is there a caller? Oh, hi. Wesley in Idaho, are you on the line?
Yeah.
Hi, Wesley. Do you have a question for Sophia?
Well, I'm curious. This name Smallstrom, where does that come from? What ethnicity is that?
Smallstorm.
Smallstorm is just a nom de plume.
Oh.
Yes. It's just another name.
Okay.
It was
a pen name. I understand. Okay. I was just curious.
Yeah, a lot of people think it's a Native American, which it could be, but yeah. I have to live up to it.
Right. She's creating a small storm, a change of consciousness here.
Well, I always say small storms clear the air. Everybody likes a small storm.
I love hearing your voice.
Well, thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for the call, Wesley. Yeah, Wesley is one of our subscribers and supporters, so we've been talking for quite a while with Wesley. He's been doing a lot to raise the consciousness just in his area. So it's really thank you for calling, Wesley. Very curious person, always eager to learn, and we can always use more of those people in our life, and that's why we're talking about this. What kind of tapes are we playing? And
we learn by invitation. We don't learn by having it rammed down our throat or being beaten on the head with something. So we have to try to find a way to invite people into their own greater consciousness.
Uh-huh.
And I keep saying we have to do it by example.
Yes.
We have to have people saying, you know, I like the way you live.
Uh-huh.
How do you do that?
Right. So basically, we're closing with, if you want change in this world, if you want to share this information effectively, you need to be that change. You need to be at peace with yourself. You need to change your own consciousness so that people seek you out and they want to know what you are doing in your life that is making you tick. So you've been listening to Sophia Smallstorm. Please visit her website, support her work, go to 911mysteries.com or 911weknow.com. And this is the American Activist, and I'm Ingrid Castle, your hostess. So thanks so much, Sophia, for being on the program. It's been great.
Thank you, Ingrid.
Okay, take care. Have a wonderful weekend, everyone, and get outside in nature and get connected.
It's true. Gold.